Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on this September 11th. I'm coming to you here at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. Funny, I was in a store today writing a check, ladies and gentlemen, and I wasn't sure the exact date, and the clerk told me it was September 11th, and I wrote September 11th down. You know, it wasn't until about 10 or 15 minutes later when I was riding in a cab and looked out the window and saw the flags were at half-mast that it clicked in my mind that it was indeed September 11th, the anniversary of Israel's deliberate and unprovoked attack on the United States on September 11th, 2001. Yes, I did say Israel's deliberate and unprovoked attack on the United States, because I'm sure, as I'm sure of anything, that Israel was ultimately responsible for that. The forensics of the attack are open to debate. We have many different interpretations of some people don't even think there were planes used in the September 11th attacks. Some people think that there were planes used, but that there were no Arab hijackers aboard. I mean, many, many different theories about what did or didn't happen. Frankly, I'm of the opinion that many of the people putting out a lot of very interesting theories about what happened might not really know as much as they need to know about a lot of things and are really not qualified to comment on it. And again, we used to have a correspondent for American Free Press who every week had some new theory about September 11th that totally contradicted what he had written a week before, causing many people to suggest that perhaps American Free Press didn't know what it was talking about, and suggesting that because of these conflicting theories that it just completely contradicted or refuted the idea that there was anything amiss in the government's official story. But, you know, ironically enough, this reckless writer, who shall remain nameless but whose name is infamous, this reckless writer, simply because of the fact that he was constantly grinding out a lot of stories about September 11th, gained a reputation of being an intrepid September 11th investigator. Isn't that interesting? Well, in any case, it is September 11th, and, you know, I'm beginning to think that, I know that September 11th has been used for political propaganda purposes, and very effectively. And I can tell you this much, is if there's anything else I know about September 11th, it was this, that the Muslims didn't benefit from September 11th. The Arabs didn't benefit from September 11th. Only one country truly benefited from September 11th. And as George Friedman, a former CIA analyst, said on his website, Stratfor.com, on September 11th, 2001, that Israel was the big winner. That was his words, not mine, ladies and gentlemen, not the words of some Muslim terrorist or some pro-Muslim hate monger. No, that was George Friedman, a Jewish American former analyst for the CIA, whose website is considered top-notch as far as political, economic, and international analysis is concerned. Yes, George Friedman, a Jewish American, said that. I didn't say that. But I agree with his assessment. That is exactly the consequence of what happened here on American soil. However it happened, it doesn't matter. It happened. Just like the Kennedy assassination. Don't get bogged down in the forensics. Ask the simple question, who benefits? You can answer it for yourself. Stay tuned. We're going to the break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. A little late on arrival this moment. I was actually deep in thought. It's kind of frightening when you discover that you're actually deep in thought about something and completely separate from where you are, so to speak. Well, you know, folks, I'm always inclined to support dissident breakaway movements, like the Free State Movement. Up in New Hampshire, we've talked with Paul Tepetti about the efforts by the Free State, or elements within the Free State movement to suppress him and to prevent him from participating in their activities because they don't like things posted on his website about the Holocaust. People, not so much about the Holocaust, but about the criminalization of discussion of the Holocaust. We have to have Paul back on again soon and talk more about that. It's an interesting story. But be that as it may, getting off the subject here, I always tend to support those breakaway and independence movements, wherever they happen to be, whatever part of the world, because, you know, if people want to have their independence, well, by God, let them have their independence. You know, so you know, I kind of sympathize with these movements, which are nationalists. Might even want to say that I can understand why the Jews would want their own states. But, of course, you can't establish a state on stolen property because that is exactly what the Jews have done in Palestine. And ironically, of course, they already had their own state in the Soviet Union in Birobidzhan, which was established by Joseph Stalin, an autonomous Jewish region. But no, they had to have Palestine. That was part of their international agenda rather than their national agenda. But that's another story for another time. All of this back and forth here about nationalism and independence movements brings me to the news story coming out of Bolivia. Bolivia's President Morales asked the United States ambassador to Bolivia to leave the country. He accused him of instigating protests against the government. The ambassador is apparently an Irishman named Philip S. Goldberg, one of those eminently Irish names. Morales said the ambassador of the United States is conspiring against democracy and wants Bolivia to break apart. Well, of course, the United States denies that Mr. Goldberg, this Irishman, is involved in any effort to undermine the government of Bolivia. But it is kind of interesting that I read in the Washington Post, maybe I shouldn't quote the Washington Post, I read somewhere in some reliable, responsible, mainstream source that, in fact, the breakaway dissident groups that are fighting the Morales government are largely funded by Jewish businessmen in Bolivia. So when I put two with two, I get four. I find this Jewish American ambassador to Bolivia being accused of wanting to break the country apart, and then I find out that his co-religionists in Bolivia are actually funding some of these breakaway movements. So that raises the question, just what really is going on in Bolivia? I think I have a pretty good idea. Well, Mrs. Palin, the governor of Alaska. You know, I was sitting there thinking about her tonight over dinner. I was reading the paper and reflecting on the fact that, you know, if you read the Washington Post, which is certainly no Republican rag by any means, the Washington Post is really giving Mrs. Palin the big hello. They are really building up the McCain-Palin ticket. And, of course, if we are to believe the polls, McCain and Palin have captured the imagination of the American public. Very, very interesting. Here was a quote, though. I thought this was kind of interesting. They're quoting a woman who attended a Palin rally here in the Washington, D.C. area. This lady says, she's just as flawed as we are. It's not the fact that she's a woman, but the way she does it all. And let me tell you, there are more American parents with unwed pregnant teenage children than American parents with Harvard grads. She's real. And it looks as though, you know, this is, I find this kind of funny because the liberals and the Democrats generally always insist that the Republicans have a problem with women, yet Ronald Reagan won the women's vote. I believe George Bush won the women's vote, if we are to believe what they tell us. And now apparently the women are supporting the McCain-Palin ticket, including a substantial number of Democratic women. I just remark upon that as kind of an interesting phenomenon or an interesting something, or just comment on it because it is. But that, of course, is not an endorsement of Mrs. Palin. As you know, I tell you something, she's such a pretty lady, and she has captured the imagination of so many people in this country. And, you know, what it really all comes down to, folks, is that this is just one great big trick on the American people by those people who do control the media and who, through their control of the media, therefore decide who will be president and who will not be. So let's not get caught up in the emotionalism of the thing and, isn't it wonderful? She's a wife and mother and this and that and, such a breath of fresh air. You see, that's part of the game. That's part of the trick. That's part of the trick to get John McCain in the White House so that John McCain can carry out these insane policies of George W. Bush, leading us like the lambs that we are to the slaughter, ladies and gentlemen. John McCain and Sweet Sarah. What can I tell you? This week in American Free Press, there's a piece by yours truly on Mrs. Palin with an accompanying piece by Victor Thorne, neither of which suggest that Mrs. Palin, who has apparently modeled herself after Queen Esther of the Bible, a young Jewish princess, a conniver, whose intrigues led to the slaughter of 75,000 people, Persians, that is, Iranians, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? There's going to be a lot of people who are going to be mad when they read that article in American Free Press. You'd be surprised, even among the readers of American Free Press, and I imagine probably among some of the listeners to this network, there are people who really believe that Sarah Palin is going to sweep into Washington and really shake things up. Well, she may well shake things up, but not in a positive way. It all remains to be seen, but that's just the way it is. All right, we are going to break very, very shortly here. I don't really have much more to comment on this evening. Anything floating in front of me. But I will tell you this much, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we're going to go to the callers almost shortly here. So if you do want to call in, the number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I know a lot of you are interested in the story of the Khazars. And I do think it's very important that if you are interested in it, you check out an article appearing in the September 2008 issue of Commentary. Now, Commentary Magazine has a website at commentarymagazine.com. Commentary, as you probably know, you'll know now, is long published by the American Jewish Committee in New York. It's always been affiliated with them in one form or another. Their forthcoming editor, if he hasn't taken over already, is John, he's the editorial director, John Podoretz, the son of infamous neoconservative Norman Podoretz. In any case, this September 2008 printed issue of Commentary has an article by Hillel Halkin entitled Jews and Their DNA. And in this article, he discusses the Khazars and cites material which basically says that the Khazar story is perhaps not as substantial as many people would like it to be, but he acknowledges that there's other data which suggests that perhaps it is relevant. In any case, he concludes by saying that he often thought that he probably had Khazar ancestry because of what he described as his father's sisters having distinctly slanty eyes, and that in one of her daughters these are even more pronounced. The daughter has features that could come straight from the steppes of Asia. But he says, all in all, it doesn't really make a difference whether modern-day Jews are all or in part descended all or in part, again, from the Khazars, because they're known today as Jews. And that is what he says counts. And you know what? I'm here to tell you, Hillel Halkin is right. What happened a couple thousand years ago, or a couple hundred years ago, doesn't really make any difference in today's world. Think about it. All right, we are going to break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll go to some callers when we get back.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Just learned during the break that now Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has asked the U.S. ambassador to leave his country. Well, based upon my own experience with U.S. ambassadors, I would have to say that he probably made the right decision. I had this crooked ambassador of the United States to Malaysia try to bribe a bookstore owner and a publisher in Malaysia not to distribute my books. That's not something I made up out of the whole cloth. I got that from some of the most prominent people in Malaysia who learned about it and who told me about it. Of course, I think I read my open letter to that ambassador on this show. I'll do that again sometime just for the entertainment value. I could have had the guy prosecuted really both in Malaysia and the United States. And I could have also brought a civil suit against them, but I didn't. Maybe I should have. Well, that having been said, we do have a full lineup of callers here, and I'm going to go right to the callers. We have Carl in Canada. Carl, come on up, or come on down, as the case may be.
Hey, how are you doing? I think you doing, should Carl? Have had sued him or prosecuted him, because, I mean, he wouldn't have done any less to you, I guess, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yeah, it seems like these ambassadors seem to be the CIA plants, or they're there to stir up trouble. I don't know about this ambassador the U.S. here has here to Canada, this David Wilkins or whatever. He's another fellow, interesting fellow.
You know, there are some good people, many, many good people in the diplomatic corps. I don't want to make it sound like I think every ambassador is a bad guy or a bad girl, but in any case, yeah, I just want to make
that point.
What's
this about Venezuela? Do you want a new ambassador, or is he just saying that, you know, basically...
I would gather that they're just saying that they don't want a U.S. ambassador in their country because they consider the United States to be threatening to their national security and their national sovereignty, trying to overthrow the respective governments there in Venezuela and Bolivia. So that's basically what they're saying.
Ah, okay. I didn't hear that. Yeah, this is the first I heard of it. So,
yeah, I had read in the Washington Post today about the matter of the Bolivian or the U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, but on the internet now, and I think it was Yahoo has a lead news story about the situation with Venezuela. Of course, we've done everything we can to inflame the Venezuelans by. Well, the Bush administration has, and it's because of the fact that Hugo Chavez doesn't go along with the New World Order. Hugo Chavez doesn't agree to take orders from the United States and Israel.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is if you don't go along with those parameters, then you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Anyways, I called to order your book today from American Free Press, and I asked if you can autograph it.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure that I wasn't down there at American Free Press today, but I'll probably be in there maybe tomorrow or Monday, and I'll be signing some books, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have it sent to my lawyer's address or the friend's address I gave, so it doesn't get, you know, misplaced by the powers
yeah.
that be, you know. Like some other material that was sent before and was thrown in the garbage because they said they couldn't read the name on the shipping invoice. And when I had contacted your paper, they had faxed a copy of the shipping invoice, and it was perfectly clear and legible. There was nothing wrong with it. It was in, you know, dark, very obvious print, you know.
Oh, well, this is standard practice. In fact, you know, it's kind of interesting. I wrote a letter to Jim Traficant a couple years ago and sent him some material, and it included an invitation for him to address the American Free Press Conference in Washington by telephone. Well, it was only because I mentioned on the air about having sent Jim a letter that I found out that Jim never got the letter. So obviously, you know, they read his mail and they saw the nature of it. They didn't want him talking publicly, you know, from prison, so he never got the letter, but it just so happened that someone listening to this show got the message to Jim that I had, in fact, written him a letter, and he said he never got it. So I typed the shipping label. They could have read it very easily.
Yeah, I'm going to try to send him something soon, maybe a letter, and I'm going to write something. I'm going to see if it gets thrown in the trash or if he gets it or not. You know, I've been formerly in the Bureau of Prison System, so I know, you know, how their mail system works and how they read all the mail.
Well, you know, I tell you, there's something a lot of people don't know about. It's called a mail cover. I discovered one in my own mail back in, like, 1984 when I was only 24 years old, and that's when I was working for the Spotlight. In my mailbox was my regular mail, and it was this yellow card which would fit into a regular business size envelope. And this yellow card said directly, "Dear Mr. Postmaster, at the distribution center, please." I'm paraphrasing off the top of my memory, but going back more than 20 years, it said, "Please withhold." Well, we're going to a break. Stick around there, Carl. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'll talk more to you about my mail cover when we come back. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. I'm in Washington, but I'm coming to you over republicbroadcasting.org. Moving a little slow here tonight, folks. Before we went to the break, we have Carl from Canada aboard with us. We were talking about tampering with the mail by the powers that be. And I pointed out that back in 1984, just after I had really gone to work full-time for the Spotlight newspaper in Liberty Lobby, about a year before, I'd worked there part-time and previous. But here I am, 24-year-old kid making about $18,000 a year, not consciously involved in any criminal activity. It's entirely possible, perhaps, that maybe I knew somebody who was involved in something that I didn't know about. Who knows? You know, you never know exactly what people were up to. But in any case, I was not doing anything illegal. But I found in my mail this yellow card, which was an official government document instructing my mailman at the mail distribution site to hold my mail for presentation to his supervisors so that my mail could be screened. You know, and it's funny, I was only 24 years old at the time, and steeped as I was in conspiracy theories and so forth, and knowledge about government intrigues and intelligence intrigue. At the time, it bothered me. But, you know, I guess it never really hit home. I didn't even save the card, oddly enough. I know I would have today. But this is, again, folks, when I was 24 years old. Now, as I say, I was. It's entirely possible that I was being investigated because I may have had some connection to somebody who was connected to somebody regarding something that I knew nothing about. But I don't think that was the case. I think it was precisely because of the fact that during that past year, I had definitively come under the radar of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which I know that for a fact because they first publicly mentioned me in a 1984 report they did on the Populist Party. I considered that a badge of honor. But in any case, it was a few years later then that I was reading a book by the notorious Roy Cohen, the New York lawyer who was an advisor to Joseph McCarthy. He first discovered that he was under federal investigation when he discovered precisely that same yellow card, I recall it was yellow, in his mail. Obviously, it was put in there by mistake, just as it had obviously been put in my mail by mistake. Or perhaps it was put in my mail or in his mail to frighten us. Who knows? But in any case, the fact is that here a 24-year-old kid, his mail was being screened. Why was it being screened? Because I was being observed by the Anti-Defamation League and their agents inside the federal government. And when I refer to the Anti-Defamation League folks, I'm simply referring to the fact that it may not have been the ADL, it may have been somebody else, but it was somebody associated with the concerns of the ADL. That is, Israel, Judaism, Zionism, all rotten fruits from the same poisonous tree. Anyway, Carl, I didn't mean to interrupt you there with that monologue, but, you know, the point being that it's very easy for them to monitor people's mail, particularly when they're in prison or when they're in a detention center, as you are. So it's unfortunately a matter of anything goes.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of them, though. You know, I'm going to continue mailing stuff and making phone calls.
Well, good for you. That's the right spirit, Carl, because you're on the right side and they're on the wrong side.
Yeah, because they know that I know their agenda and I know what they're up to, and, you know, I ain't going to play along with their lines, their rules. So.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, but there was also something else I want to bring up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Another book, I heard it come across another radio program. It was published prior to 9/11. I hear, you know, mention of the PNAC document, but now there is mention of this book that was published about Homeland Security, I believe, in May of 2001. It was published by the RAND Corporation, Preparing the U.S. for Homeland Security or something. I don't know if you've done any investigation.
You know, that sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah, that rings a bell, and yet I can't quite remember exactly what it is I heard about that. Yes.
No, I wanted to know some more. I'm get somebody to get me a copy of that too, so I can read that and.
I can't tell you. I did see something or read something or hear something about that. I remember seeing something, I should say, and you know, I don't remember where it was. But you know, see, this is the whole thing. You know, this has been a constant theme in the writings of the intelligence community, particularly the Israeli-influenced and the Jewish-influenced elements of the intelligence community. They were setting us up for 9/11 a long, long time before it happened. You know, this was 9/11 just was not a last-minute operation. I think the original 9/11 was supposed to be the bombing of the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City, but they just weren't able to swing it as they wanted, so to speak. So they did it even more monstrously when they carried off the September 11th attacks. But they had been setting the stage for this for years. But you know, ultimately, my initial reaction to that was that it was blowback. But you know, then I came around to the recognition it wasn't blowback. It was not a case of the chickens coming home to roost. It was the chickens were in, the fox was in the hen house, so to speak. All right. Well, listen, Carl, I have to move on. I've got a lot of calls here. I'm going to try to squeeze everybody in. Thank you for your call. Keep up your good work. Let's go to Kentucky with Mike.
Did you catch the, I don't know, it seems a little strategic, but it could just be coincidence. Russian archaeologists discovered the capital of Kaziristan during the Jewish period.
I saw something about that. I didn't get a chance to read the story. Yeah, that's...
Well, it was pretty cut and dry. I mean, you know, just basic, just the facts Reuters story that I read. It did point out, though, that it was the kingdom that was... Jewish in nature, I guess, or the that it was the capital during the time in which they adopted Judaism.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's. I'm going to have to read that.
You're going
story.
Back to 800, the year about 800 to when it was conquered in 1100 or somewhere, as said, by ancient Russian rulers conquered it. So the article, you know, left it kind of hanging that it was going to solve a lot of mysteries about the Jewish era. In that
it'll be whatever comes out of it. It'll be very interesting. But you know, it's funny that you mentioned the fact that that it was ancient Russians who conquered that Jewish kingdom.
There's some statues of them on horseback stomping on a. On a guy with a shield that has the war symbol, the shield of David on a shield or sculpture.
My God, that's the first Holocaust. My God, we're going to have a new Holocaust to deal with.
I don't. If
the
we're
Russians
not, if
are going to have to pay reparations.
If we're having
a
contest over Holocaust, I think the Catholics win hands down. They've killed probably at least 60 million people. So 10 times what the Nazis dreamed about.
I just bought a book on the Inquisition today. I'm looking forward to reading.
Well, you have to go back all the way to like 300 AD, I guess, and count them all up. supposed to be over 60 million.
I just thought that was
kind of
interesting Glenn.
Because the Russians are trying to blame Israel and the U.S. for their involvement in Georgia, and of course that discredits them a little bit to say that a lot of them are from. The Kaziristan descendants or whatever. But I do think it makes a little bit of difference because their legitimacy or their claim to legitimacy to occupy the whatever Holy Land is why it is being outlawed to even question.
Well, you have to keep this in mind, too, that there are a lot of Jews in Israel who can the Sephardic Jews are Middle Eastern in origin.
Well, and that's why none of their efforts for creating any ethnic bioweapons are going to be easy to do because there's so many genetic branches that are Arabic similar. You know, they're really similar.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, I'm not even going to pretend to be an expert on DNA or genetics or...
Apparently, I've read
on ethnicity, for that matter.
Several claims that they have actually worked on ethnic bioweapons to.
Oh yeah, that was reported in the Sunday Times, and it's kind of funny because the Anti-Defamation League, in attacking me on one occasion, said, "Oh, Piper claims that the Israelis are concocting an ethnic bomb." Well, no, it wasn't Piper claiming it. It was a writer with what appeared to be an Israeli name writing. In the, I think it was the London Times or one of the big papers in London saying this. So that's all I was quoting. But of course, the Anti-Defamation League makes that sound sinister, you know, because I said it, you know. But anyway, that's.
Well, wants to promote ignorance? The first time they disassembled and reassembled a virus publicly, academically in this country was 1955. That doesn't count all the Operation Paperclip stuff that the Nazis may have been doing 15 or 20 years earlier. So if they don't have these weapons now, where's all that money went that they've spent on this research? You know, they've probably developed all kinds of stuff.
I mean, I've seen, I saw a flying saucer one time when I was about, about 12 years old. And I know that what I saw was a craft in the air moving unlike anything I had ever seen, featuring beautiful lights of colors that I had never seen, flashing around the bottom of it. Now, I know I saw it. I was wide awake. I didn't dream it. I watched it for a couple minutes until it disappeared, than I could see in the area. But the point of it is that there was that craft was in the air, and it was a craft that didn't officially exist. And I don't really think it came from outer space. I think it was probably something concocted here on Earth.
Yeah, it's a good cover story to try to claim some of this stuff as space aliens or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't discount the possibility that there are quote unquote space aliens or whatever you want to call them out there coming to visit our planet. But on the other hand, I do know that there is so much evidence of such technology that we don't know anything about. I mean, I have a friend who had an early version of a VCR back in the 1950s. You know, and of course, the VCRs, you know, didn't officially come out until, what, the 1970s.
Talking about a kinescope.
No, I'm not talking about a kinescope. I'm talking about just what I was talking about. It was the kind of thing where you could record off television.
Weird.
This guy happens to be a very highly paid computer genius who also happens to be Jewish, by the way.
Well, not all of them. I guess any of them that aren't pro-Zionists are considered self-hating.
well, yeah, I guess that's one of the distinctions they have there.
The PSYOP is if they don't agree with Zionism, they're self-hating.
Yeah, well, this is I could go on about that. That's one of those things you could go on about for about an hour. All right, well, Mike, I have to move on, but I appreciate your call. All right, let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. I don't know which Tom in Pennsylvania this is, but we'll find out.
You know who it is.
I know who it is. How you doing, Mr. Sheriff?
I'm fine, thank you, Mike. What I want to say is I listened to your interview with I have a couple comments, and then I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to order your book, and the interview with John Stadtmiller was very interesting.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I enjoyed that very much, and it would be good. I think it would be really great if Republic Broadcasting would move to Washington. I think it would put the fear of God in a lot of people.
I think Republic with a presence in Washington could really do a lot of good work, as a matter of fact. For the listeners who didn't hear the interview with John Stadtmiller, John had mentioned on his show when I was a guest, when was that, yesterday or the day before? I don't even remember.
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Okay, yeah, time flies. I never remember a lot of the stuff after I go off the show. It's kind of funny. But anyway, John mentioned that he thought that he would like to relocate Republic to Washington. And, you know, I think that could have some real power there, because it could put these members of Congress are so accustomed to getting softball questions when they go on these mainstream radio shows. If they went on any of the Republic shows generating out of Washington, it could really give people all over the United States and around the world the opportunity to really, put these guys and gals on the rack. We could have our own Inquisition every day, every hour on RBN.
Now, the comment that I made, which does not require any comment, but it's good for a chuckle. Today is the birthday of the late Dr. William Pierce.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Somebody made some comments about that before, but it's just a comment that today is his birthday.
I didn't know that.
I knew Dr. Pierce, not well, but I knew him. I met him on a couple occasions and was down there at National Alliance headquarters twice. The thing I wanted to ask you, as far as Gordon Liddy goes, what do you think of him? Do you think he could fit into Republic Broadcasting? And that's about the only thing that I have to say.
I tell you about Gordon Liddy. I you know, to tell you the truth, I didn't even know he was still broadcasting, if he is. But, you know, Gordon Liddy used to run around wearing I might be confusing him with somebody else, but if I'm not mistaken, he used to run around wearing a belt with an Israeli Defense Forces buckle. I always had the feeling this guy was really very much one of your classic anti-Semites, but after he got out of jail and decided to become a celebrity broadcaster, and he really is outrageous, Gordon Liddy, I think he decided to start playing up, oh, I love Israel. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, I kind of doubt he would affiliate with Republic. I'd just be very surprised if he would.
He's sort of a showboat. He took his punches with the best of them, but he's not taking any more punches than James Traficant took, and James Traficant is one of my heroes.
Yeah, Traficant's a good man. You know, Gordon Liddy, except for his, you know, I read his book years ago, and I've always kind of admired the guy for being the stand-up guy that he was, and I've always thought it was interesting that he was convinced that E. Howard Hunt was deliberately part of a plot to sabotage the Watergate break-in to set it up for what it became. So, who knows? All right, well, I hear that break coming up, Tom. We got to cut her off here for the moment. So, if you want to hang on for the break, feel free to do so.
James McCord is my neighbor.
Hang on there, Tom.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We have Tom from Pennsylvania aboard. Tom, you mentioned James McCord, one of the other Watergate burglars, is your neighbor. That's very interesting. Yes. I don't know how well you know him, but you might have some fun with him sometime. You can mention to him that you know somebody, that's me, who used to work with Bernie DeRemer.
Okay.
Bernie DeRemer is a guy I worked with for many years. Bernie DeRemer was a good friend of James McCord's.
Well, James McCord, I I don't know him personally. I know where he lives.
Oh, okay.
He is a friend of a friend of mine, and I have every reason to believe that now he is now a dispensationalist Christian believer.
Well, he was. Let me tell you something. That's very interesting. Yes, he was going way, 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 way back. Yes, that's correct. That's something that's not very well known about him. Yes.
He lives in a very humble neighborhood. It's you know, middle class, semi-detached house, but which is nothing wrong with that. And I keep looking for him, and if I ever see him out, I'm going to stop, and I make it a point to go to where I'm going past his house, hoping to see him, but I have never seen him out. But I know where he lives. It was pointed out to me by a friend of mine who does know him. But I will do that, and I won't knock on his door, but if I see him out in his yard, I will.
I think he was, in fact, there's a lot of evidence to indicate he also was part of the deal to set Nixon up over Watergate. The evidence indicates, and I've written about this in Final Judgment, taken from a variety of sources, McCord was a very close friend, even of James Angleton, who was the counterintelligence chief at the CIA. And, of course, Angleton was the Mossad's man at the CIA. So if you have McCord being one of these dispensationalists, which indeed he is and he is now and was many, many years ago, it would make sense then that he was carrying out an Israeli agenda. And it's pretty clear that Angleton was the guy in the CIA who was running the Watergate operation, just as Angleton was the key man in the CIA on the Kennedy assassination. So you got a little bit of history right there in your neighborhood.
The only person I can think of that was ever forgiven by the chosen ones, and that was Billy Graham when he made those comments that about the control, but yet they forgave him, but he doesn't remember it, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, that's interesting about Billy Graham and those comments that he made, because, you know, those were private comments to Richard Nixon, but publicly, he was shilling for the Jews throughout his career. And, you know, it's very, very interesting. If you look at Billy Graham's background, a very interesting book written about him by a very nice lady. I can't remember the name of the book, but it's pretty clear that Billy Graham has some interesting connections, even including up into the intelligence community. So there's a lot more to Billy Graham than meets the eye.
And in the Masonic Lodge, he has connections also.
Yes, I had forgotten about that, but you're absolutely right. Absolutely.
And then he also supported Martin Luther King. And Martin Luther King, from everything that I read, was a communist. Now, I want to make one comment here. I knew about the spotlight back in the 70s.
Okay. Hey, Tom, I tell you what, we're running out of time here.
Okay.
I hear that music playing, so
thanks.
We're going to have to hang it up. But you know where we'll be next week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping it up. I may or may not be on the show tomorrow night. So if I don't happen to be on the show, I just tell you now, have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday, God willing.
Men, are you urinating?